Welcome to Hers,
His,
and Ours,
part of the Scheiss Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to a Hers, His, and Ours special event as we take on the Netflix reality competition show Battle Camp one episode at a time.
Welcome to Battle Camp.
I feel like you can't what?
Couldn't hear.
But we are now. Episode five. Done.
Moving right along.
More than halfway through. We'll be done in a couple days now, I think, at this rate.
We are halfway through now.
Yes. We're going to watch six, but we won't record on that one, I think, tonight, probably.
Tomorrow,
yeah. But this is the double elimination
shake-up episode.
The shake-up episode, yes. I feel like Gio and Polly both recognize Trey's selfishness from the prior episode as we head into the vote, and I really didn't know like which way all of the votes were gonna swing in this episode. I didn't see Bree picking up the two straggler votes. I figured those would probably go to Louie maybe anyway, or Nick. But Nick ended up on the wheel seven times. Louie ended up on it three times, and Bree was on there three times. Because
yes,
Bree was on because
lost
the Wolves
the challenge
lost.
And lost the team. Yeah.
And she picked up two additional votes, I believe. But, you know, we saw in a little bit of the lead up to the ceremony, after the votes were already cast, Polly starts telling people about Trey basically betraying Louie. Yeah, got one. That he's betraying Louie, and she presents it in a way as if Trey approached her and said, I want you to vote for Louie, which is not exactly what happened.
Yeah, she approached it as if he was like campaigning against Louie, which wasn't the case. She was the only one he talked to about it, and Polly told him, I'm voting for you or Louie. And he was like, vote for Louie. So I feel like obviously this is going to bite him in the ass. It wasn't necessarily right from a moral friendship standpoint, but this is a game.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen with all the years of watching Big Brother, you do have to get to a point to remember it's a game. No matter how many like friendships and bonds you're building, you're still playing a game. So I feel like they're making a much bigger deal out of him doing that. And Polly is being very calculated in how she's omitting that part of the conversation and not saying that she told him she was voting for one or the other.
Yeah, and she, I think, is smart enough to play the game the way it needs to be played. And I think Bree actually only picked up the one additional vote
from
Shuby.
She only had three, I think.
Two, I think.
No, one vote.
One
two
vote.
Names are two times already on the wheel, so she had three total.
No, because she didn't lose that challenge last week. She wasn't in it. Morgan was.
Oh, Morgan
with
was.
Trey and Nick. So
she only had two total then.
Yeah, so Trey was trying to keep his name off the wheel additional times, and because he was already on there twice. And Morgan picked up the surprise votes, and I didn't think anyone was going to vote for her because she's so quiet. She doesn't seem to talk to anybody.
She just got there.
She just got there. But then I think it was Georgia voted for her because she saw her as a threat in the future. And then Lorenzo in lockstep also voted for her.
Didn't Avery also?
No, because Morgan was on there four times and that's all four. Because she lost the challenge.
Oh, right.
She lost the punishment and then she got two votes.
Right.
So she was on there four times. Bree picked up the two. Louie was on there three times. Two of those were, I think, Avery and Gio. And then the other one was from losing the challenge in the beginning. Bree picked up a vote and got one. And then everybody else voted for Nick.
Polly was the one that voted Louis.
Correct, yes. Thanks to Trey.
Yeah.
Swung that vote. So that was his additional name on the wheel. And they frame it so that maybe the producers already know who everyone's voted for. Like, so they're telling Taylor how they're going to do the ceremony so that as the viewers, we get Louis and Trey standing there together at the end. And, you know, Nick is 7 out of 18. So, like he said, like 40%, probably about right. Maybe like high 30s, low 40s. He's nervous, and I think rightfully so. The odds are it's going to be him, but the second most is Morgan. So Louis's not even second most, and wheel lands on him, and he's going home. And so it's like that extra vote that swung his way was the difference. But also, like, given the context of the episode before, it's like the most dramatic thing that could happen on the wheel happened.
Right.
Right. And I said a couple episodes ago, I was like, he's going to go home soon. It's like, he can't hang around forever. And I figured he would need more votes to be gone, but not the case. And so he leaves, holds his head high. He's good. He leaves. As he's packing, Taylor Lewan's out there like, hey, guess what? It's a double elimination night, everybody. So we're spinning the wheel again. And so Nick is sweating bullets. His butthole is so puckered tight at that point. His cornhole.
Okay.
He is still on there 7 times, and now there's one less name on the board, so his odds increase.
Well, because they removed Louis's 2 names, but where the wheel landed on Louis, they just said if it lands on the blank spot or Louis's name again, they're going to spin again.
So his odds increased from, you know, 40% to 50%. So it's just a complete coin toss. And it looked like it was going to get him. And it passes him by and lands on Bree, who's only on there twice.
Who's still so upset because Louis was going home.
Yeah. And so part of me, as it was happening, I was like, it seems like it's all happened in a kind of timely fashion. So I was like, I hope she gets to leave with Louis. And fortunately, she goes back. He's sitting there on the bed and she's like explaining that it was double elimination. She's going home too. And like they hug and embrace. And I don't even think they're that upset by it because they get to go sort of like have their life now outside of the show. And I think she said something like, we'll take our talents elsewhere or we'll take our story elsewhere.
Yeah. She was excited about what could come next outside. Like she wasn't upset. She was happy to be leaving because she wanted to be with Louis.
Yes. So in also a weird way, like we get the most dramatic thing that could happen is that like Trey betrays his best friend. That guy goes home. And then on top of that, like his love interest leaves with him. It feels like very manipulated. I don't want to believe that it is because then like kind of what's the point? But I mean, shit, people watch pro wrestling still. So,
well, it's just interesting because Avery says earlier on in the evening, like for some reason, the wheel has a way of like making things happen for a reason or for what was the verbiage? She is like, it eliminates who is meant to not be here or something along those lines.
Pretty much, yeah. And so even if the outcome is predetermined, it's the story building in between and the challenges that are going to be the entertaining part, you know? So even if the producers are meddling with how things are shaking out, like I don't think they could have controlled like Tony just like quitting, you know, based on his bulging ego not being able to take it, but
I don't think they maybe have that much control, but I wouldn't be surprised. Like I think they probably controlled Louis staying in the cabin because we haven't seen that happen with any other contestant that leaves. But again, we don't know what the time lapse is in between the spins either. So maybe they knew for some reason that was coming and he was getting ready to leave, or they saw it was happening and they were like, just sit and take your time. Like, you've got 20 minutes or something. So he's just chilling. And that's why he's still in the cabin, because no other, we don't see any other player linger after an elimination like that.
No, they get their exit interview and then like they're gone.
Right.
So it's possible. And I'm glad that they let them have their moment like that. But
because then we didn't get an exit interview from Louis, right? We only got it from Bree.
No, I think we did get one from Louis.
Okay. It was just brief.
Yeah. But with the elimination of the two people, they tell him that they're going to shake up the teams. Things are going to be different. And basically say goodbye to the teams as you know them. So I was curious, I wrote down, I wonder if they're going to go with like bringing in team captains, because that would be the most interesting way, is to like redraft mm-hmm. the teams now. And so we find out that that is the case. But overnight, after the blue team has talked and they have spread the gossip of Trey's betrayal, the blue team locked in on Trey, and Gio before bed was basically like, I don't care if I lose, I'm making sure that Trey doesn't win. Like, he was that upset on Louis's behalf that he's like, I'm going to go scorched earth. And no matter what, I'm just going to make sure that this fucking dude doesn't win the show. So I found it funny that like he got so dead set on that. But when we get to the next morning, everyone's dressed in black.
But we also see Polly really quickly say to Lorenzo, maybe I shouldn't have told everyone or told anyone.
Yeah. So that, yeah, like the, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that, when she's really just like, oh, yeah, I did that all with like very much willful intent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that now. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have told everyone.
And Lorenzo's like, no, you got to tell us that. And it's like,
no. Lorenzo's pretty entertaining, though. I gotta give him that.
He
said something during the double elimination. He's like, oh God. He's like, there's no fucking rest here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's funny. His expression, like his reactions to things, are very funny. So I want to keep him around sort of for entertainment value. And I, like I said last time, I think him and Georgia, they're a nice pairing. And
yeah, I
like
want to
see them together. So I'm fine with that. They introduce the two captains. I don't know who these guys are. Chase and Kyle from other reality shit I didn't watch. And they are both like, we're big, tough men in the woods breaking sticks and doing pull-ups. And they have a tug of war to decide who's going to get first pick. And so part of me was like, ooh, are they going to do a tug of war for each pick? That way Kyle will have a second chance after he lost the first one. He will get to decide. Or, you know, he loses all of them and then Chase gets the first six picks all by himself. But I actually like what they did better than that, because the structure was your first pick chooses the next pick. So it gives inherent camp knowledge for the people that have been there the opportunity to strategize based on their experience so far. So I did like the ranked choice drafting, and the Bears pretty much stuck together. And then they had a chance to take Morgan, Polly, or Shuby were the last three. And they took Morgan first. And I was like, ooh, I was like, oh, Shubes. I felt bad. He was like, he's such a good energy for them. And he just like, he's so happy to be there. I hated seeing him not get picked, but he's like, whatever, pick me last, it's fine. He still ends up on the new Bears. This is the six person Kyle Bears, and it's Kyle, QT, Avery, Geo, Shuby, and Morgan. And then it's Trey, Nick, Polly, Lorenzo, Chase, and Georgia. And we see that Nick sort of sniffed out Trey the prior episode and was like, yeah, I know that he might have a target on his back, so I'm going to keep him as a human shield. Smart. And then similarly, not as a human shield, but Nick's like, I kind of, or Trey sort of, I owe Polly And I want to show her that I want to work with her by drafting her to this team and not letting her feel like the odd person out. So like his loyalty is only to the person that basically saved his ass. And they had a weird moment too outside the cabin after the elimination where he like hugged her and he was like, I owe you. And, you know, I'm very much indebted to you for voting for him instead of me. Where I think it's like, it's so weird because he only swung the one vote. If he was going around camp, like trying to campaign to get Louis out of there, then maybe I understand. And maybe it was that one vote. Maybe it was Polly's vote that manipulated the wheel enough to get Louis out of there. But like, he didn't increase his odds by that much. Right.
Yeah. Especially because we've seen obviously now that it doesn't really matter how many times your name is on that wheel. Nick, the wheel spun twice tonight or this episode for Nick, and he had the most spaces with his name on it, and he didn't get picked either time.
Yeah, the odds did work in favor of the wheel the first few times, and then we saw a one, a two, and a three all get eliminated. So that's what Avery meant, where like the wheel is just going
to do what it needs to do. It's like natural selection via wheel.
Yeah, exactly. And so like in a game of skill where things are kind of even, sometimes like chance is what matters. And there's that saying that sometimes it's better to be lucky than to be good. Mm. And so that's kind of what we see here. And we learned that there's going to be no more immunity now. So the winning team is not impervious to being voted for. And the losing team will occupy 6 spots on the wheel to start. So that means there's still 12 votes after that. And then we'll see maybe as the herd gets thinned, if there's punishments that are levied. So to fill in
to fill in the extra spots. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because there's got
to
be some way to do it, or you leave blank spots. I don't know. We'll figure that out as it moves on. But
yeah, because they can't really do punishments this first round because those 18 spots would be filled. So they skip a week of punishments and then the next week they bring them back.
Yeah, the punishment was just changing the teams and freaking everybody out and structurally messing things
reorganizing.
Up.
Reorganizing.
Yeah. But the challenge after the tug of war and the teams are decided is a spelling bee. Where I'm like, okay, I get it. But it's almost like a Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader spelling mm-hmm. bee, where you're all adults. You should all know how to spell all of the words that we've seen so far. But we're catching some strays early. And I feel like there was a couple where like vacancy and saboteur, I feel are not on the same level of difficulty as words.
No, it felt intentional to me, which is why
producers, we know.
Yeah, which is that's the part of these kind of shows that I don't like, is it feel like as soon as it starts to feel a little overly produced, I'm like, OK, I'm out kind of, because I didn't spell saboteur right. But that's not a word I use on a daily basis or ever, I don't think.
Yeah, the only reason I know is because sabotage is S-A-B-O. So I knew that, like, okay, once you get past that, you're fine. And then that was going to be the hiccup, is are you going to do S-A-B-A or B-O? Because once you get to the end of the word, like, you'll figure it out. But a little bit of a letdown in that the episode ends mid-spelling bee. Like, they've only shown us 4 turns. And right after Polly damn near snaps her neck on the edge of the inflatable that they're launching them into the lake with.
But Taylor said this is, if you get this right, you win. So it seems like not everyone's playing and this is the last round.
Oh, for the next one coming up?
Yeah, for Avery's
turn. I thought he said everybody was going to be on there.
I don't know.
Because Morgan went on there. But like, look at the way Morgan answered, right? They asked her like, what's the word? She spelled it instantly. I was like, yeah. Because she's, I don't want to say what I'm going to say, but.
Don't say it.
Yeah. She answered like you would expect someone who understands the game and knows the word to answer.
Yeah, but I get it. Like, when you're in that kind of environment, if you're very flustered and anxious, you're going to second guess, like, wait, do I know how to spell this basic word? Because I know how to spell it, but does this sound right or does this sound wrong? Because you could tell with Morgan, especially, she was scared shitless of being launched off of that. She's like,
I'm not going in the water. Yeah. I don't care what the word is. I will nail it. And she did. And then we leave off at an interesting wrinkle with Avery, who she's like, okay, I have the opportunity to put my team ahead. But because immunity is off the table, winning the challenge doesn't matter as much.
I understand her thought process here, but I think they've been playing with her long enough that if she loses on purpose, they're going to know she's throwing it as well.
I'm curious, too, like, if the word is something very simple, if it's like battle camp and she can't spell it, I think we would have a pretty good idea.
Like, I know she thinks she's trying to outsmart everyone and she's trying to go by strategy, but that was literally her thought process in, like, the first episode. And Irina still picked up on, like, you have to go after Avery, right? Now she's been leading with the bears for 3 weeks or however many time-lapse days this is for the last three challenges. Do you really think of all challenges she's going to lose a spelling bee and everyone's going to believe her on that? I don't think so. I think she's not giving the campers that have been with her the whole time enough credit, and especially her original blue team. They're going to know she knows how to spell.
For sure.
And that's going to put another target on her back, I think, if she does that.
Well, as we talked about in the episode that we recorded before this, there was this shakeup within the blue team of all of a sudden there was some turmoil where there wasn't any. And so let's say the Eagles go on to win this challenge and blue is all on the board. Avery would rather be on the wheel once than to be the target of everybody at the vote. But she compromised her entire team to do it.
And her team still gets to vote.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they could vote for her. We're not even going to make it to that, I don't think. Well, we should, because we're at the challenge. So
episode, I don't know if we'll make it in this episode, though.
Episode 6? I hope we get to the freaking wheel.
I don't think we will, because they got us. We still have to see the wheel spin.
Boo.
Or the vote. Oh, no, I guess maybe we do. I don't know, because it'll depend on if they do a punishment still or... Yeah. Because technically this is part of the previous episode, right? So, like, I don't know. We might see it.
We'll just have to wait and see, I guess. All right.
Cliffhangers all around.
Yeah, this was the worst cliffhanger, though. It was the least intriguing one for me to go back on. Like I said, the wheel, the, like, who's it going to eliminate, and we're zooming in on their names right as the camera goes to black. That's a tactic that I'm like... It makes me want to find out who got eliminated. With this, I'm like, she's either going to spell the word right or wrong, and we'll see what happens. And then
I know, but I'm hoping we see the tension of the bears in this episode.
I want, yeah, individual cameras on all their faces as she misspells, like, howdy, right?
I think whoever came up with this game has been a Big Brother fan.
Mm. Yeah, probably.
Because it's mirroring a lot, including a double challenge or a double elimination. I think we may see another double elimination, because if you think about it, this is going to be episode 6, right? So one person should go, but then there's only 4 episodes left. So how do they get down to one person that quickly?
Yeah, probably some more double eliminations or...
And then do they shake up the teams again or get rid of the teams at some point, yeah, and we'll just a free-for-all?
Somebody in the comments of the trailer mentioned some other game. It was called, like, Fantasy Island something. Mm. The Challenge Fantasy Island or something like that. I'll have to look it up when I can avoid spoilers again. Yeah. But basically saying that, like, Netflix ripped off this entire idea from another show. And I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. Maybe I should watch that show instead. Or in addition to.
What network is that? I've heard of The Challenge, actually. I can't remember what channel that's on.
I don't know. I read it, and then I tried to put it away so I didn't see spoilers.
But you're bringing it up now.
I know, but I'm just telling you that I didn't remember exactly what it was called.
Okay, we'll look it up when we're done.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Not soon enough.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's get back to it.
All right.
All right, take care, y'all. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Hers, His, and Ours. We'd love for you to continue on this journey with us. The easiest way to do that is to like and subscribe to the show on the podcast platform of your choice. Follow our socials at Hers, His, Ours, spelled like time, on Instagram and X. To keep tabs on this show and others in the Scheist Podcast Network, follow at Scheist Pod Net on Instagram, Blue Sky, and X.